Good morning and welcome back to Back to Business with Rob and Alan. I'm Rob Davidson, owner of Davidson Advertising. This is show number 15 and today is Saturday, August 15th, 2020. The sponsors of Back to Business are Tucson Window and Door, Al Coronado Plumbing, Steamy Concepts, WaterTech, Arizona Pest Control, and Alan Shoes.
And hello, my name's Alan McCloskey. My wife Annette and I have run our own local chain of shoe stores, Alan Shoes, since 1982. Rob, I sure hope we once again talk about recession in our show today.
I don't, Alan. It puts me in a bad mood.
Rob, don't you like solving problems?
I love solving problems, but talking about recession seems really depressing.
Well, it's a depressing subject, I admit, but I feel energized when I think about something and I find a solution. It actually puts me in an upbeat mood. There are so many things we can't control right now as business people that that part is depressing to me.
Yeah, I know. Control is an interesting issue, Alan, and I've got an article here about that. It's called Perspective on Control During the COVID-19 Pandemic. Right now, it can seem like so much is out of control, and more personally, out of our individual control. There's both uncertainty about the future and real limits placed on the choices we can make, where we can go, and who we can be with. But perhaps that which seems to limit our control can actually be an opportunity for greater control. Before I explain, though, it may also be helpful to consider the idea that the world is no more out of control now than it is at any other given time. Illness, disease, accidents, and natural disasters are always realities of life. These things are never really in our control any more than COVID-19 is in our control. What's changed is we're now awake from the complacency. The false sense of security that comes with the mundanity of everyday life has been wiped away. What's changed is that our individual and collective consciousness is ever presently aware of this common threat to our lifestyle and our very lives. This acute awareness can leave us dwelling too much on what is out of our control, when in fact there is much that is in our control, and in some ways more so now than ever. Taking stock of the things that are in our control and exercising that control in positive ways can help instill a sense of peace and stability in troubling and unsure times. For most of us, there are new and restrictive parameters placed on our lives. That means more time at home, which means we don't have to be, in fact, we can't be someplace else. This may translate into more free time for many, but it also means more freedom with time. When we eat, exercise, talk on the phone, or sleep, while there's this lack of structure can be unsettling, it can also provide us with greater control. Here's a few examples of things many of us do have control over that I'm trying to be more mindful of. After reading these few ideas, perhaps spend some time reflecting on other ideas of your life over which you do have control. For instance, eating. For those of us who normally go to work someplace other than home, our dietary choices can be limited. We eat what we had the forethought to throw in a bag on the rush out of the door, or the limited selection of food from establishments within striking distance of the workplace. Our diets often suffer from the limited choices. If you're fortunate to have a relatively full fridge, you'll have much more control over the dietary choices at your disposal. The downside is you have much more control over your dietary choices. Nonetheless, the options, healthy or not, are available and within your control. Entertainment is another area. Although concert halls, movie theaters, and sports stadiums are closed, the possibilities for how we entertain ourselves are nearly endless and all within reach. Hobbies, games, music, and television are just a few examples of ways we can amuse ourselves. Many are watching more TV during this time, and never before has been there such a diverse array of hundreds of choices. And the control is literally in your hand, at the touch of your fingers. Like eating, what we choose to ingest mentally can have profound effects on our wellness. In the same way, our bodies often tell us when we make bad food choices, pay attention to what you think and feel after consuming entertainment. By being aware of what our bodies and minds are telling us, we can better control what's healthy and what's not. Thankfully, such choices are in our control. Another one is exercise. Though closed gyms limit where and how we can exercise, many of us have greater control over when we can exercise. Not being confined to an office or other workspace or a particular dress code can free us from the practical restrictions that often limit when we exercise. A shower and change of clothes are right there. Or what the heck, we just stay in your sweatpants. My guess is many have more control than ever around when they fit exercise into their schedule. And relationships. Normally, our busy lives limit when and how we connect with one another. As we share in this mutual pause, many have greater freedom and more time to connect. Though physical proximity is restricted, schedules have been freed up and we have technology at our disposal. We can control the time we spend connecting with loved ones and friends. And your immediate environment. We all have that one place or places that can benefit from a little order. It could be as big as a basement or as small as a junk drawer. Taking control over our immediate environment and restoring organization and order can help us feel more serene and in command of the space we are now forced to spend much more time in. Getting that long procrastinated project finished is an added bonus. Doing our part to mitigate COVID-19 is another thing we have control over. We are all agents of our own actions and behaviors, and we can control the choices we make regarding social distancing. Essential workers have less choice, it's true, but even they can do their part within established parameters to mitigate the spread of the virus. It's also within our control to choose to help others in so many ways, and it's not only good for those we help, it's good for us and within our control.
That was all great and interesting, Rob. You know, I think it isn't within our personal abilities to control the spread of the COVID infection rate or the death rate, and it isn't within our personal abilities to predict just how many employees may need to will be calling in sick and how long they're going to be out, and it isn't within our personal abilities to control the other side of the political spectrum. You can only control what you can control. So part of my advice is to do what you can and take responsibility for what you can do and make some sort of progress each and every day to get your plate just a little more emptied, mostly because it's likely to get overloaded again, Rob.
You can say that again, Alan. It seems like a whirlwind each and every day for the last 5.5 months. My email's fuller. My to-do list is deep. I'm looking forward to having a few days off. For next week's show, folks, Alan and I will be out of town. We'll be on the road, and we're really confident about that. Alan, you'll be interviewing people you find during your travels for the show, I assume?
Well, I think so. I think that's a great idea, Rob. Maybe I'll do that, but I'll have to see what interesting topic I can talk someone into so that I can get back to you on that one.
As hosts of this show, Alan and I are committed to serving you, our audience, with ideas, strategies, and techniques for building, marketing, or improving your business. We created this program to try and help the efforts of small business owners to recover from the coronavirus impact. Through all of our shows, we've been discussing the latest news, and we also have interviewed leaders in our community that have shared with you their experience, their knowledge, and some have shared their stories of struggle and success.
You know, part of our purpose here, Rob, is to bring a little sunshine into people's lives.
That's all we're trying to do, Alan. Is this a setup for a joke now?
Well, I can tell you this. Whenever my daughter's dog, Bagel, sees me come into a room, she wags her tail feverishly, jumps for joy. I'm the Sunshine King.
You look like the Sunshine King today, Alan. You know, I could smell it was a setup for a joke. And by the way, bagels are crunchy, not crusty.
Well, you know what? You did your line before I did mine. Let's try that again. And we call the dogs Bagel because currently it takes a long time to get her a grooming appointment. She's always a little crusty.
Sorry. Sorry I messed that one up, Alan.
Well, say it again.
All right. You know, I could smell it was a joke because bagels are crunchy, not crusty.
Oh, snap. If I said bagels a little crispy, would that work?
Yeah, that'll work. Since you're set up to being funny right now, some articles about laughter in the pandemic that we want to talk about.
I don't know if we have time for that right now. Can we put that in section three?
Yeah, why don't we put that in section three? Because we're coming up on a break. We have our guest with us on the line. We're looking forward to speaking with Liz Pocock from Startup Tucson.
We're going to take a break here. Yes. If you want to sponsor our show, please call Rob at Davidson Advertising, 629-9555. Our call-in line is 790-2040. That's 790-2040. If you have a question for our guests, please call in, and please come back after our commercial break.
For over 37 years, Allen Shoes has become the place to find quality comfort footwear, great customer service, and the best selection of sizes and widths. Allen Shoes carries men's and women's shoes from brands such as New Balance, Brooks, Hoka, Birkenstock, Clarks, Echo, Taos, Finn, Mephisto, Piccolinos, Wolke, Propre, and many others. We think we're the best place to buy shoes in Tucson. Our selection of wide widths is the best in the area. A big selection of the best brands, coupled with service from an energetic staff, and a vast inventory of sizes and widths is the Allen Shoes promise. Our new store hours are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Allen Shoes offers the comfort you want and the service you deserve. Visit us at one of our Tucson stores or online at allenshoes.com.
So much more than just windows and doors. Tucson Window and Door.
You've seen the rest. Now see the best at Tucson Window and Door. Right now, you'll save during our biggest sale ever. Save 15% on your entire purchase, plus an additional $100 on every window and door. Tucson Window and Door is locally owned and operated. You'll never get over the top prices by aggressive salespeople who won't leave your home. We'll always treat you fairly and with respect. Check out our numerous testimonials and positive reviews. For the best products at the best prices, specially engineered for Tucson's harsh elements, remember Tucson Window and Door. Financing options are available OAC. Remember, save 15% plus an additional $100 on every window and door during our biggest sale ever at Tucson Window and Door. Go to TucsonWindowAndDoor.com to schedule your free estimate today. That's TucsonWindowAndDoor.com or call 298-DOOR. 298-DOOR. ROC number 206959.
So much more than just windows and doors. Tucson Window and Door.
Need a plumber? Call Al Coronado Plumbing, featuring our five crown service. We charge by the job, not the hour. There are never any unpleasant surprises. As everyone knows, emergencies happen at the worst time. That's why we answer our phones 24/7. And at Al Coronado Plumbing, there's never an overtime charge. You pay the same regardless of when we do the work.
Al Coronado Plumbing, the name you've come to trust. Our five-pound service keeps things running.
Our work is guaranteed up to 5 years. Call 323-7848.
Al Coronado Plumbing. Our five-pound service keeps things running.
Call 323-7848. ROC number 289733.
Welcome back to Business with Rob and Alan. I'm Rob Davidson, owner of Davidson Advertising.
And I'm Alan McCloskey, owner of Alan Shoes, and this is Back to Business with Rob and Alan.
And we're very excited today. Our guest today is Liz Pocock. She's CEO of Startup Tucson. She's been with Startup Tucson in the 10 West Impact Festival and has over 9 years of experience in economic development, community building, and nonprofit organizational management. As CEO, Liz has helped lead startup in serving over 2,500 entrepreneurs a year and has grown 10 West to over 14,000 attendees in 2019. Licensed in Arizona, Liz received her JD from the U of A and is now teaching there as an adjunct professor of entrepreneurship for the Eller Business School. Prior to joining Startup, Liz was the supervising research attorney and development director for the National Law Center, where she implemented international legal, commercial reform, and training projects for the State Department, USAID, and the World Bank. Outside of Startup, Liz is a trained mediator, member of the Downtown Tucson Partnership Board, Google Women Tech Maker, and a member of the SBDC and Pima Community College Business Advisory Groups. She is currently serving on the Tucson Convention Center Commission. She was a Tucson 40 Under 40 recipient in 2019 and was the 2020 Tucson Woman of Influence Rising Star winner. Liz, welcome to Back to Business.
Thanks, Rob and Alan, for having me.
It's our pleasure to have you today. Liz, why don't you give us a moment and talk to us a little bit about Startup Tucson?
Sure. So Startup Tucson is a nonprofit here in Tucson, Arizona, and we've been around since 2012. And our real goal is to increase the quantity, quality, and diversity of startups and entrepreneurs here that are both growing and starting their businesses. And so we do that in a number of ways. We provide a lot of different workshops and capacity building. We provide a lot of different mentorship pairing, both with our team and with others that volunteer in the community. And we also run, normally in non-COVID times, a lot of events that allow for networking and kind of these interactions to happen where founders and entrepreneurs can find other business owners, because we all know we can't go it alone, and also find mentors and potential co-founders.
How is your mentoring program different than what SCORE offers in the SBA program?
Yeah, so ours is a little different in that we usually do our mentorship after you've done our initial training set. So with SCORE, you can kind of pair at a little bit different period of time. But with ours, you'll come through our fundamentals courses. It's a 5-workshop series that's helped supported by the City of Tucson. And we'll cover a variety of things. But what we really think is important when working with entrepreneurs and founders is that you build a strong fundamental baseline to your business. So do you really understand who your customer is? Do you really understand what problem you're solving for them? And that can be varied depending on what type of business you're launching. And so we tend to work with really early stage founders. So they're just coming up with their idea. But we also work with some small businesses, especially right now, that are being forced to create a pivot. And so this fundamental really provides them this kind of cornerstone of which to base their business on. And then our mentorship program starts. And so we offer a few different mentorship opportunities. One is a 2-month sprint. So we pair you with a mentor to accomplish a specific goal. So prior to coming into that sprint, your goal might be to finally get your website launched, to build your prototype, to, you know, convert your products from what previously you were selling in a physical store to now moving all those online. And we'll pair you with a direct mentor that has skills and experience in that specific goal area so that you can accomplish that in the next 1 to 2 months. So that's one of the programs we offer. We also offer action advising services. So again, it's very hands-on technical based. That could be something like, you know, you've just created your social media strategy and you need somebody that has experience building a social media strategy to review that with you and give you some feedback. And then finally, we do some on-demand expert pairing. So this is more very specific. So when we work with startups, some of them have super specific bio, they're creating some sort of biomedical solution. A member of our team is not necessarily going to have the answer for them, but we have a really broad network where we can connect them with someone that has done that and they can get some direct one-to-one feedback. So we have kind of a variety of mentorship options.
Are these mostly like biotechnology or internet companies? Are there any like retailers that you guys work with?
Yeah, there are. So Startup Tucson in its initial stages in 2012, prior to me joining the organization, did tend to focus more on what maybe we would think of as a traditional startup. So, you know, the Silicon Valley, the Facebooks, the bio, the just specifically that sort of tech space. Since in the last few years, we've realized that as our community has grown and more resources have become available for those types of startups, we really need to support a broader ecosystem of entrepreneurs. And so we are by design now industry agnostic, meaning we help all sorts of entrepreneurs in the early stage. We think that the methodologies that these high growth unicorn startups use are actually really effective for any type of small business. So we really see anybody in our funnel. We see creative entrepreneurs that are, you know, have started with maybe an Etsy store and are now ready to take that to the next level and maybe, you know, be placed in stores and do distribution across the world. We've seen people that are doing, you know, more food-based entrepreneurship that are working. We've got to partner with the McGuire Center for Entrepreneurship to run a agave or a food heritage workshop. And so it was based, we had the winner of that kind of workshop created. He's now selling in Rincon Market and Time Market and Maynard's and Five Points. And he has, it's called Arizona Baking Co. He uses traditional mesquite flour to create a cookie mix that you can make chocolate chip cookies from. And he's done really well. So we have all sorts of different types of entrepreneurs. And then we work really closely with our partners. So back to the kind of question on SCORE and SBA and SBDC, we kind of, our goal is to work with these kind of early founders and then to make sure that people get to the right resource. So we may not be, SBDC is much better positioned to help you when you're actually ready to go secure some financing in terms of a loan. So we'll, you know, call up our partners at SBDC and say, hey, we're sending a referral over to you. They've done this so far and they're ready for this type of help next. And so I think our ecosystem as a whole has gotten a lot stronger in partnering with each other and understanding where are my organization's strengths versus where are the strengths of some other people. And we just launched actually this last 2 weeks ago, a startup ecosystem guide. And so you can go to startuptucson.guide to find more information on it. But it basically has a profile of over 75 organizations that are based in Tucson that are basically here to support small businesses and entrepreneurs. So it covers everything from, you know, education and mentorship, chambers, co-working spaces, lab space. So it kind of is very broad depending on what you need. And you can kind of see as an entrepreneur what supports out there for you and where you should go first.
How far along can these do these entrepreneurs need to be before they can come to you, as far as do they have to have a business plan, marketing plans, all that, before you guys help them out?
No, we're the before that. So okay. We're basically, I have an initial idea, and I've thought a little bit about maybe launching a company. Our programming is really good for somebody like that. So we'll help you. We use a lean business model canvas. So it's a one-page business plan, basically, and we'll walk you through the steps of putting that together. So since COVID has happened, we've actually seen a lot more entrepreneurs coming in that have been thinking about launching a business for a while, but maybe, you know, were too busy to take the next step or weren't quite ready. Now they're exploring those ideas. And so we help them with those really early stage fundamentals. And then we'll help them eventually build a full business plan. We'll help them connect with, like I said, funding. We'll help them connect with a variety of resources depending on what's best for their next step.
Let's talk about funding a little bit, because you mentioned something that made me think that maybe you refer some people to the BDFC or something like that. Do you connect people with angel investors?
Yeah, so it just really depends. We try to do our last, so our fundamentals are 101 through 105. The last class in our fundamentals is finances for non-financial founders. And one of the things that we talk about in that course is what types of funding are available for small businesses and entrepreneurs. So yes, we will refer people up to Desert Angels if that's the right option for them. If they do want to seek, traditional angel investment or even venture capital, we've seen a big growth in that space in Tucson in the last few years, which is really positive for our startup community. But that's not the right fit for everyone. So we also work really closely with Community Investment Corporation. They have a bunch of new programs in the microlending space. So, you know, smaller loans to get somebody started from $5,000 to $10,000, and then kind of up from there, revolving lines of credit, depending on what their true growth goals are. We've also recently, as Tucson, become a hub for Kiva loans. So those are community-based supported microloans. And then also a new program called WeFunder, which is, again, investment, but it's community-based, so meaning you or I, that's maybe not an accredited angel investor, could decide to invest through the WeFunder platform in a startup that is trying to grow. So there's lots of options. And then there's, you know, the traditional bank loans and working with SBDC or somebody like the SBDC. And so there's just a lot of different things, and it can be really overwhelming to know where to start and to know if you even want to take that type of loan. What does that mean to take a venture capital loan or to work with Desert Angels? What does it mean to take a true bank loan? And what is the right step for you and your business and your family as you kind of are trying to grow?
I think that what you're doing is pretty amazing, because you seem to have a wealth of information and lots of different tentacles that's coming out of this. And, you know, this thing only started in 2012. That's a pretty relatively short period to have all this together, I think.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, we've tried. I think, you know, Tucson is such an incredible place, and we would not be able to do nearly what we do without our partners. So I think the ecosystem itself has really grown to work together, which I think is really unique, especially in the time of COVID, since all these new programs are coming out and new ways that we're collaborating with each other in terms of organizations to really make sure that our small businesses and entrepreneurs feel supported and have the types of support that they need as they're trying to pivot and deal with all the uncertainty that you guys were talking about in the first segment. And so I think, you know, we as an ecosystem get to meet regularly. We meet once a month. And so, you know, if there's certain problems that we're seeing come up in the community that aren't being solved yet, we'll find out, can we partner on something? Is there a new program that we can bring forward? And so that, I think, is really positive.
How are you funded, Liz?
Yeah, so we are a variety of ways. We receive some economic development funding from the city of Tucson. So they just did their new grant cycle, and we were awarded funding for a few different programs we have from that economic development bucket of funding that the city has. We received some support from the Arizona Commerce Authority. So that's this kind of state level. And then we've received, last year we won a Growth Accelerator Award from the Small Business Association. And so we have received some federal funding in the past. Outside of the kind of grant-based funding, we do work with some foundations. The Thomas R. Brown Foundation has been a strong supporter of Startup Tucson since the beginning.
Liz, can you hold that thought right now? Because we have a hard break with the news coming up, and then we want you to come on to the next segment here. If you're listening right now to Back to Business with Robin Allen, I want you to know that our call-in line is 790-2040, and we'll be right back after our commercial break.
It's the weekend. Now relax. Listen to more trusted local news and talk on 1030 The Voice.
Wide Wide by Allen Shoes is a wide-width specialty store located at 7366 North Oracle Road, about a block north of Ina. Wide Wide by Allen Shoes focuses on wide and extra wide widths of men's and women's shoes. The best selection of wide width shoes in Tucson. You'll find some brands in this location that aren't carried at our stores, such as Softwalk, Aravon, SAS, Trotters, and Easy Spirit. We also carry the best selection of wide widths from both Brooks and New Balance. A big selection of the best brands, coupled with service from an energetic staff, and a vast inventory of sizes and widths is the Allen Shoes promise. Wide Wide by Allen Shoes is open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Allen Shoes offers the comfort you want and the service you deserve. Visit us at one of our Tucson stores or online at allenshoes.com.
For years now, you've heard me say, don't get steamed, call Steamy. But have you ever wondered why? Imagine this. You have a leak, overflow, or some sort of water intrusion into your home. It may have even caused mold to start growing. So you get on the internet and look for someone to fix it. You find some advertisements online that look promising, call around, and probably hire the first person that says they can get out right away. You wait for hours on end, and when the doorbell finally rings, you're greeted by a fast-talking salesman that is anything but professional. And then, you guessed it, you got steamed. By what I call the water damage wannabes, and they are well on their way to taking advantage of your bad situation. This is why the very best plumbers, realtors, roofers, and insurance agents only refer Steamy Concepts to their customers for mold and water damage restoration, period. Steamy Concepts works with all insurance carriers and will always come out for free 24 hours, 7 days a week to inspect your mold and water damage problems. Go to steamyconcepts.com to schedule us out right now.
ROC number 291-200.
Water is the essence of life. Doesn't your family deserve the best? Give your family the best with the drinking water system from WaterTech. Our systems will provide you and your family with clean, healthy water, up to 25 gallons per day. A soft water system from WaterTech will help protect your plumbing, fixtures, will eliminate hard water minerals, and make your dishes and glasses sparkle. Give your family the gift of water from WaterTech.
WaterTech.
Providing service after the sale.
Since 1967.
Got bugs, termites, bees, or rodents? Arizona Pest Control will hunt them down. Arizona Pest Control is your complete desert pest management specialist. Pests can't run or hide from Arizona Pest Control. They use only the latest and most technologically advanced methods of pest elimination available, which minimizes the effects on the environment. Let Arizona Pest Control get rid of your bad bugs, termites, bees, or rodents. Serving Tucson and Southern Arizona since 1947, go to azpest.com to schedule your free evaluation today.
Welcome to Back to Business with Rob and Allen. I'm Rob Davidson, owner of Davidson Advertising. The sponsors of Back to Business are Tucson Window and Door, Al Coronado Plumbing, Steamy Concepts, WaterTech, Arizona Pest Control, and Allen Shoes.
And I'm Alan McLofsky. My wife and I own and operate Allen Shoes in Tucson.
And our guest today is Liz Pocock. She's with Startup Tucson. And Liz, thanks for sticking with us today. We've got some more questions for you, Alan.
Liz, I wanted to ask you a question about the pandemic here. Does your agency get involved with people that are maybe past the startup stage or that might be having troubles recovering from the pandemic?
Yeah, we do. So we do have some services for small businesses. We run some advanced and technical workshops. They tend to focus a little bit more on specific problems that a business might be facing. What we've seen since the pandemic is we did stand up a project called Tucson Shops Tucson. And it was in response particularly to, we saw in Tucson a lot of websites and collaborative spaces coming up where, you know, they listed all the restaurants that were open and how they were doing delivery and all these different things. But what was missing was there wasn't a ton that was focused on, in that initial stage, you know, more retail-based businesses or businesses that were, that typically would sell at, say, like a farmer's market or, you know, a craft market or an artisan market. And so we did this project called Tucson Shops Tucson, and it basically was a collection of all of these local merchants that were selling now online. Through that process, we ended up helping a lot of different people convert their, what was previously only in person, to an online store. So we helped them think about, how would you put up a Shopify account? How would you sell online? So it kind of depends on, you know, what their particular problem is, but there are some areas that we have expertise in and that we can help. So that was one of them. And that project was pretty successful. We saw a big bump. A lot of them saw an increase in sales, and it was kind of this shared big marketing push that we were able to kind of push out through our channels, but then through like the partners' channels. And we did some paid marketing around it. And so those businesses saw a little bit of help during that initial phase before people realized that they could shop locally through them.
Well, I might have, for my business, missed that opportunity. So you can send me all that traffic I missed in the first 14 weeks since we reopened. Can you just send me that Monday and Tuesday this week?
All right, I will do that. I'll send you the info on Tucson Shops Tucson.
So what I want to know is, has the startup channel here, or the startup part that you guys are really focused on, has that more active or less active since we entered the pandemic?
It's more active in that we've seen more, one term is necessity entrepreneurs. It's really interesting, actually, in times of recession, entrepreneurship is something that has been proven again and again to basically help pull the country out of recession. So entrepreneurs, small businesses, we already know that they make up a huge percentage of employment in the entire country, specifically in Tucson as well. And so we have seen a lot more. So necessity entrepreneur defines somebody that is doing it not because they decided, hey, I had this great idea and I'm going to keep my job and go do it on the side. They're doing it because now they need to. And so we have seen more of those individuals coming in. We've also seen, like I said, more people that now maybe are realizing some things about their previous job, or, you know, priorities always shift in a time of crisis. And so they're realizing, I might want to work for myself, and I'm ready to kind of take that next step. So they, right now they're really early. So they're just still fleshing out the ideas. They're still trying to understand, you know, what problem am I solving? Would I really have customers? Can I make money off this? That's what we're helping them work through. But I do think overall the country will see, the country and Tucson will see an increase in entrepreneurship after we're through COVID.
And that's pretty common, isn't it? During recessions, mm-hmm. a lot of people end up becoming entrepreneurs for one reason or another. So usually it's a good thing.
Very common. Very common. We're hoping that some of the funding that comes from federal level and all the way down to, you know, state and local will shift to help support entrepreneurs as we kind of transition out of this. So I know right now we're still in response mode, but once we start to think about recovery a little bit more as a country, that will be something that's happened. And it has happened in the past in various times of recession. We've also been doing a new series, you know, the digital age has allowed us to do a lot of different things. And one of the things that we've done is a series called Innovation Economics. And we're bringing national speakers in that are experts in their field to talk about how a city can recover using entrepreneurship. And so we've brought in somebody we had a really interesting speaker from New Orleans who talked about how New Orleans, entrepreneurship in New Orleans affected their community after Hurricane Katrina, and how there were a lot of similarities in what's happening right now to what had happened in their community, and how you can make sure that you're supporting entrepreneurs in a way that's really effective for them in times like this, where there's just so much pivoting and uncertainty, and how you can still provide some clarity in that process. And so, I think we're going to see a lot of really cool new businesses start up.
Liz, if anyone's been listening to our show over the last, I don't know, this is show number 14, 14 previous shows, you might not be surprised by the fact that when we're on commercial break behind the scenes, Rob and I talk about our guests. So we were talking about you, and we were thinking that you could almost fill up another full show. So we want to invite you to come on sometime in the next month for a second session, because we were looking at your LinkedIn profile. You know, we're really investigators around here, and we think that there's lots of stuff we want to talk to you about. Will you come on another time?
Yeah, that sounds great. I'd love to.
I thank you very much for being on our show, Liz. We're going to pivot to something else right now, and then we're going to ask you to come back again.
Liz, thanks
sounds
so much.
Good. Thanks
for everything,
guys.
And thanks for everything you're doing. We really appreciate it.
Perfect. Thank you.
Take care. Okay. Take care. Be well.
I want to talk, Rob, about the Reader's Choice Awards from the Arizona Daily Star. And the voting starts today. And you go to the Arizona Daily Star website, and I think you can also get there at Tucson.com, if I'm correct.
I believe so.
And you vote for your favorite store, and it's in many different subject areas, and not just shoes, but other places that favorite stores. And your vote is needed, because what it does, it brings attention to your favorite entrepreneur. They need it more than ever right now. And, you know, they need some attention, and they not only have a top choice that they award, but also runner-up. So if you can, if you're a listener, if you'll do us a favor and go and start doing some voting there, that I would really appreciate that.
And go through the list and look at all your favorite businesses that you do business with on there. There's hundreds and hundreds of them in Tucson, and you really will be helping them all out. So take a few minutes and go through. Since most of us have a lot of time now anyway, we can go online and go through and vote every day. I think voting goes for 10 days from today through the 25th, I believe. So please go out and help your local business.
I also want to announce that we're going to have a new segment. Rob and I discussed this. We were going to start at this show. We're a little crunch for time. We're not going to do it, but we're going to have a series, and we're going to call it Laughter and the Pandemic. So we've got some interesting articles that we've pulled up, and because we think that laughter is something that's really needed to get you through this, and there's reasons for that. So we have some articles written by lots of people that talk about how good it is to have to mix in a little laughter with the pandemic. Isn't that true, Rob?
Yeah, and Alan, maybe you can tell some of your jokes, huh? Well,
maybe we can lay them up correctly. And, you know, Rob and I do a little bit of work ahead of time of the show, and we try to set it up so that it's a meaningful moment. Sometimes we mess that up. Catch us on the internet at b2btucson.com. That's b2btucson.com. If you want to sponsor our show, please call Rob at Davidson Advertising at 629-9555. You're listening to Back to Business with Rob and Alan on KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice, or call in line 790-2040. Please come back after our commercial break.
For over 37 years, Allen's Shoes has become the place to find quality comfort footwear, great customer service, and the best selection of sizes and widths. Allen's Shoes carries men's and women's shoes from brands such as New Balance, Brooks, Hoka, Birkenstock, Clarks, Echo, Taos, Finn, Mephisto, Piccolinos, Wolke, Propay, and many others. We think we're the best place to buy shoes in Tucson. Our selection of wide widths is the best in the area. A big selection of the best brands, coupled with service from an energetic staff and a vast inventory of sizes and widths, is the Allen Shoes promise. Our new store hours are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Allen Shoes offers the comfort you want and the service you deserve. Visit us at one of our Tucson stores or online at allenshoes.com.
So much more than just windows and doors. Tucson Window and Door.
You've seen the rest. Now see the best at Tucson Window and Door. Right now, you'll save during our biggest sale ever. Save 15% on your entire purchase, plus an additional $100 on every window and door. Tucson Window and Door is locally owned and operated. You'll never get over the top prices by aggressive salespeople who won't leave your home. We'll always treat you fairly and with respect. Check out our numerous testimonials and positive reviews. For the best products at the best prices, specially engineered for Tucson's harsh elements, remember Tucson Window and Door. Financing options are available OAC. Remember, save 15% plus an additional $100 on every window and door during our biggest sale ever at Tucson Window and Door. Go to TucsonWindowAndDoor.com to schedule your free estimate today. That's TucsonWindowAndDoor.com or call 298-DOOR. 298-DOOR. ROC number 206959.
So much more than just windows and doors. Tucson Window and Door.
Got bugs, termites, bees, or rodents? Arizona Pest Control will hunt them down. Arizona Pest Control is your complete desert pest management specialist. Pests can't run or hide from Arizona Pest Control. They use only the latest and most technologically advanced methods of pest elimination available, which minimizes the effects on the environment. Let Arizona Pest Control get rid of your bad bugs, termites, bees, or rodents. Serving Tucson and Southern Arizona since 1947, go to azpest.com to schedule your free evaluation today.
Water is the essence of life. Doesn't your family deserve the best? Give your family the best with the drinking water system from WaterTech. Our systems will provide you and your family with clean, healthy water, up to 25 gallons per day. A soft water system from WaterTech will help protect your plumbing, fixtures, will eliminate hard water minerals, and make your dishes and glasses sparkle. Give your family the gift of water from WaterTech.
WaterTech.
Providing service after the sale.
Since 1967.
Welcome back to Back to Business with Rob and Alan. I'm Rob Davidson, owner of Davidson Advertising.
I'm Alan McCloskey, owner-operator of Alan Shoes with my wife, Annette. The sponsors of Back to Business are Tucson Window and Door. We'll do that again. Tucson Window and Door, Al Coronado Plumbing, Steamy Concepts, WaterTech, Arizona Pest Control, and Alan Shoes. Rob, I have my famous A-B coin here. If it comes up A, we continue, and we read that stuff on the laughter in the pandemic. If it comes up B, we go to our big topic of the week, which is a report from McKinsey & Company, and here's the coin, and it's B.
You know, Alan, every week you come in here and add complexities to our radio show. You're making it more difficult every week for me.
Well, I do that on purpose.
I know. And so we're going to talk about the McKinsey & Company report. And before we do, I'd like to explain what McKinsey & Company is. They're an American worldwide management consulting firm. They've published the McKinsey Quarterly since 1964. They fund the McKinsey Global Institute Research Organization. They publish reports on managerial topics. And they have authored influential books on management and all kinds of other things that are of a lot of interest to business people throughout the world. And they've done quite a bit of research during this pandemic right now, and they've gotten quite a bit of publicity in their research. So we wanted to share this one article with you, and it's called COVID-19 and the Great Reset. Our latest executive survey reveals a darkening outlook, but our review of vaccine research provides a ray of hope. In North America and in developing markets, executives have become less hopeful about their country's economies and more cautious in their views on potential scenarios for COVID-19 recovery. That's a key finding from the latest poll of more than 2,000 global executives. Leaders in China and India, on the other hand, are growing more upbeat. One thing that will certainly improve expectations in every country is news of a safe and broadly available vaccine. The latest research looks at global vaccine development and finds that early data on safety and immunogenicity in phase 1 and phase 2 trials are promising, though limited. The review of historical attrition rates suggests that the current pipeline may yield more than 7 approved products over the next few years, with some available for emergency use late this year or early in next. A new interview with Microsoft's chief technology officer explains how artificial intelligence is aiding vaccine development. After development, it's on to production, where we argue that each tech transfer may be critical to beating the disease. Their new research on leadership in the crisis turned up several intriguing developments this week, starting with the idea of creating a to-do or to-be list. Their interview with the CEO of Cincinnati's Children's Hospital talks about how leaders can choose to be generous and genuine with some colleagues and collaborative and catalytic with others. Leaders can also acquaint their teams with lessons from the past. We look to the post-World War II era when countries rebuilt from the ashes to extrapolate ideas that are just as relevant now. Finally, we identified the ways that leaders can shift mindsets and behaviors to reopen safely. In the COVID-19 crisis, many companies are finding new leaders in unexpected places, well down the organizational chart. Some young middle managers are defying the problems and frustrations of this difficult period to achieve far more than others. Leading companies are capitalizing on this by instilling 4 talent management practices to thrive beyond the pandemic. These companies are also revisiting the playbook of chief HR officers to understand how the crisis has changed the game. McKinsey's industrial research teams were active this week, publishing new reports on the resiliency of national banking systems, the future of U.S. freight and logistics, the lessons of past crises for mining companies, the recovery of Germany's travel industry, and the next normal for European bank assurance. Readers interested in banking should also see their interview with the chairman of the State Bank of India, India's largest lender, and the world's largest digital bank. And bankers, retailers, and others should consult their must-see guide on how to understand and reshape consumer behavior.
Well, that, you know, when we pulled that up and you and I first started looking at that, I thought that that was a good summary. The entire report you can find online. It's about 45 pages. But we just want you as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, to use whatever resources and don't be afraid to do a little reading, because some of this information might be useful in your particular business here. We want to pivot over here to what we've been doing for the last 2 weeks, and that is our Putz of the Week Awards. And we have four nominees, Rob.
Four this week. We probably could have had 40 if we really tried. But
that's right.
We came up with four. Would you like me to go through the first one,
yeah,
Alan, or do you want
you
to
go ahead? You do the American Airlines one.
Okay. This was this was an interesting one. It says actually happened out of Phoenix. A woman was flying from Los Angeles to Las Vegas through Phoenix, and she did not want to wear a mask. And when they asked her to wear a mask, she just tore up the whole terminal. She went wild. They arrested her on assault. She hit one of the American Airlines employees in the face, and they basically had to carry her out of Sky Harbor Airport.
That was pretty bad, but guess what? That one is just kind of just your regular Putz of the Week. That's nothing spectacular. That's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Can we better that? Can we better that?
Well, I think we had one up here in Tucson the other day at Sprouts. It was at Orange Grove and Thornydale, where a man went ballistic in the store. And basically his sons had to carry him out. I think it was caught on video. He was screaming and carrying on and made quite a scene.
He didn't want to wear a mask.
He didn't want to wear a mask. And for those of you who read the Arizona Daily Star on a regular basis, David Fitzsimmons, who does an op-ed usually on Saturdays, he's the cartoonist for the Star, has a very, very funny op-ed on that today, on this gentleman's outbreak the other day. And this guy's going to be a new comedian, according to Fitz. So it should be an interesting article if you get a second. This morning, go online and read it on Tucson.com.
There's also an article on this on NBCNews.com. And what it says is a man launched in a profanity-laced tirade against masks in an Arizona grocery store. They're talking about the Sprouts in Marana here. A 49-second video posted money on Facebook, which has been viewed more than 65,000 times, shows a man wearing a white hat, blue shirt, yelling profanities in a Sprouts farmer's market store in Tucson with three other younger men around him. None of them were wearing masks. So we're going to pivot to another one because we got this one here. Here's another Putz of the Week nominee, and this is an article from the New York Post. Bison rips pants off woman. Is that
that's the one, Alan?
In violent attack caught on video, a furious bison knocked out a motorcyclist who came too close to her calf. That's the bison coming too close to her calf and added insult to injury by pantsing her too. The beast attacked the 54-year-old Iowa woman at Custer State Park in South Dakota on Wednesday, catching her belt by its horn and swinging her around violently, according to a report by the Custer County Chronicle and shared on the sheriff's office Facebook page. She was apparently saved when her pants came off and she fell to the ground unconscious. So, you know, she was also hurt in this but I don't even think she wins. Do we have another one? Let's see if this other one is even better for Putz of the Week.
We do have another one, Alan. A shameless woman turned up to get her nails done 2 days after testing positive for coronavirus, and she only told the staff she lied about being COVID-free when she got home. She said she was in desperate need of the manicure less than 48 hours after finding out the terrible news. An angry nail artist in Washington shared the messages from her former client on Facebook. She didn't name the woman, but was happy to upload her disturbing confession. The woman was 26 years old. She deleted the post after the story went viral, but they had already been picked up and were posted on the Shade Room Instagram page. Sorry about that. She wrote, I feel really bad and should not have shown up for my appointment, but I desperately needed my nails done. I tested positive for the virus 2 days ago, so please quarantine yourself. Taylor revealed the woman lied to her when booking her appointment. I asked you before you even got here if you had been exposed to the virus and if you have ever had it at any point, she responded. You have known that I am compromised and legally wasn't supposed to take your appointment if you did. The client incredibly then blamed the state of her nails for her actions. I was desperate to get out of the house. I was quarantined for 2 days, she said in the message. I'm sorry, I needed my nails done so bad. You saw how bad they were. Horrified, Taylor posted her thoughts on Facebook after reporting the woman. She wrote, yesterday after I posted about this, the world has been up in arms with me and for me. I just want to thank everyone for their support and encouragement. I can't believe how this literally has spread across the world like wildfire. Let's protect ourselves and each other. If there's anything I have learned in the last 24 hours, there may be a handful of unthoughtful people like this ex-client who did this to me yesterday. But this world is a beautiful place with a whole lot of people in it willing to do what's right. Keep on being good to others and let's kick this virus out of here. For everyone who keeps commenting, she has been reported and I cannot keep up with all the comments on Facebook and with here with everyone saying that, thank you.
Well, with the crown from my Sunshine King Award that I granted myself earlier, I am going to crown this person, knight this person as Putz of the Week, because that is just bad form in any sort of environment, especially the pandemic. You don't go in and make other people potentially sick, and now that person can't work and wait on other customers for 2 weeks. And so she is Putz of the Week, the nail lady.
She could be Putz of the Month, too, at the end, Alan. You never know. We'll see.
Oh, we should do that. We should do that.
We're going to have a grand award here at some point. I'm sure that somebody will qualify. The more I see of these, the more I see we're going to have some really interesting qualifiers. So people, you know, be safe out there and be smart. That's the main thing. You got to be smart.
Yeah, it's you know, so we are never going to run out of a Putz of the Week nominee. We had four this week, and they all don't move forward, but we've got plenty of other ammunition that we're going to bring this on. And then, again, next week, we think we're going to be talking from the road unless we have a technology snafu. If we do, then we'll repeat a show. But we're going to be talking from the road. We're going to be in different places, and we're going to start our segment, Laughter and the Pandemic. And we gave you a little sampling today. If you chuckled, that's great because we can all use some relief. If you want to sponsor our show, I want you to call Rob. He can be reached at Davidson Advertising at 629-9555. If you want to catch us on the internet, you're going to see video. You're going to see audio tapes of all of our shows at btobtucson.com. That's btobtucson.com. If you're a retailer, a restaurant owner, or any business that struggled through the last few months, or someone just interested in business, this is the show for you. If it's Back to Business with Robin Allen, KBOI 10:30 a.m. The Voice. This has been Alan McCloskey,
and I'm Rob Davidson.
Please listen to us next week at 9 a.m. on Saturday on KVOI, 10:30 a.m. The Voice. It's Back to Business with Rob and Alan. Thank you very much.
Thanks for being with us, folks. Have a great week. Be safe and stay well.